my name is István Prém, and I'm from Hungary. And basically, I'm really interested in like virtual worlds. And this kind of interest does manifest in both in my photography, and I'm also doing a so-called spherical film, which is an interesting approach to film making, because basically what happens is that you can, like in computer games, you can look around in the film, and it's actually the viewer who controls the story. So this kind of interest in virtual worlds also comes through my photography, and the way I approach photography at this point in my life is that I'm trying to create scenes which have very strong light effects, but I'm also hiding a real light, in the exhibition space, which is sort of hidden. I mean, if you look carefully, you can see them, but it's a little bit hidden. But as you are standing in front of the image, actually you've got a sense, you've got a feel that the light is actually coming out from the photographs. And these are really high resolution photos as well, and I'm just completely obsessed by details. I don't know why, where it comes from, but I'm just, I like that. So I really like the fact that people go like literally 10 centimeter close to a 9 square meter image, and they can still see like everything. And just back to my spherical film idea. In those ones, I invite people to my childhood memories. Like this particular piece is, this actually happened sometimes in 1984, I think, when I burned down a field when I was a 5-year-old kid or 6 maybe. And that was the first time when, you know, when I was playing matches when my parents didn't see me, and I just burned it down. and I'm just bringing the audience back to this memory. And actually they can erase this memory because the controller is also serving as a rubber, so as they are moving it around. So first they just, you know, they just start moving the water can, that's the controller. And as they're moving it around, they erase the words on the plinth, but actually at the same time they look around in my mind. So at the moment, this is what I'm doing.